Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Let the reader understand. When Jesus said, "Let the reader understand," he was saying he wants us to be able to understand and apply every scripture we read. Here's the audio of a video teaching that I recently prepared. If you would like to watch the video, I've shared a link in the show notes. I've also shared links to all of the resources that I mentioned in the video. And although I don't mention it in the video, I've also shared 5 different kinds of Bible studies that you may want to try. I'm excited to hear about your Bible study journey. So if you have questions or other resources to share, please get in touch with me.
Sometimes I get into conversations with people about the differences between the Old Testament and the New Testament. And I'll have some people that want to argue a little bit. They'll say things like, "The God of the Old Testament seems so different from the God of the New Testament. It seems like he was angry in the Old Testament, and then somehow he softened in the New Testament." Or they'll say, "In the Old Testament, we only see God the Father. We don't see anybody else in the Godhead. And in the New Testament, we see Jesus and we see the Holy Spirit, but we don't really see God the Father. And it appears that they're 2 separate things." Friends, I think that something that will help you, it certainly has helped me, is instead of calling these 2 divisions of Scripture Old Testament and New Testament, what about if we call them First Testament and Second Testament? You see, in our minds, when we hear the word old, a lot of times we think outdated or doesn't apply to us anymore. And when we hear new, we think better. We think that this is the one that we need to stick with. But if we say first and second, we understand that there couldn't be a second without a first. We couldn't have got to the second unless we had the foundation of the first. The first sets it up. It gives us the foretaste of what's going to happen. And then the second brings about that conclusion. It gives us some satisfaction because we see how it is fulfilled. Jesus repeatedly in his teachings would quote from the First Testament, and then he would say, "What you read there in the First Testament is fulfilled, or it's being fulfilled right now in the time of the Second Testament." And then sometimes he will say, "And here's some things that were spoken of in the First Testament that haven't yet come about in the Second Testament era, but they're going to." But there's an interesting phrase that Jesus uses in Matthew chapter 24. Now, Matthew chapter 24 is a part of a large group of teaching that Jesus is doing just before he is going to be arrested and crucified. These are some of his last lengthy teachings. And specifically in Matthew chapter 24, he's been asked by his disciples, "How will we know when the end times are coming?" And so Jesus is now quoting these First Testament prophets, but he's saying, "I've already quoted these prophets before and told you how their words have been fulfilled. So now cling to that and understand that there's more words that are going to be fulfilled." So in Matthew chapter 24, in verse number 15, he quotes from Daniel. And in verse number 29, he quotes from Isaiah, 2 First Testament prophets that he says their words are going to be fulfilled. But there's a phrase here that I think that we need to grab. Matthew chapter 24, verse 15, he quotes the prophet Daniel, and then Jesus says this phrase, "Let the reader understand." Let the reader understand. That's you and I, friends. As we read Scripture, we need to understand what it is saying to us. Now, here's one of the things that I think is very helpful for all of us, is that the same Holy Spirit that inspired these words of the Bible is the same Holy Spirit that is in you to help illuminate it to your mind, help you understand what it is that the Scripture is saying to you. Now, I understand that not everybody needs to be a Bible scholar. Not everybody needs to understand Hebrew and Greek and really get into this, but you need to study God's Word in a way that is personal for you, a way that resonates with you. I've shared on my blog a couple of resources, and I'll share links below. But one of them that I think will help you, it's a blog post that is entitled "The First Testament Affirmed in the Second Testament." And I just use just the 4 Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, to show not only what Jesus said, quoting from the First Testament, but also what other people had said, quoting from the First Testament in the Second Testament era. The other resource that I think would help you as well is one that's just simply called Bible translations. Bible translations usually kind of cover this whole spectrum, this rainbow that goes from a literal translation, absolutely word for word, and then kind of a transition towards the middle of a thought for thought, and then all the way over to the side is what we would call a paraphrase, where we're saying, well, this is how I would say it in sort of modern language. This is how I would put it. And it's a little bit more kind of natural to the, what maybe what our ears would understand today. But that author is taking a little bit of liberty. They're putting some thoughts in there that really are coming from themselves, even though they're rooted in the scriptural foundation. And so find a translation that works for you. If you really want to get into a strong word study, then go into that one that is doing a word-for-word translation. That one's going to cause you to slow down a little bit more as you read. If you move into the thought-for-thought, that one will probably kind of, you'll still have to put some study into it, but it'll connect maybe with your mind a little bit better, and then the paraphrases. So find one that works for you, and find a great place that you can study God's Word on a regular basis. A lot of people like the print version, a Bible that they can hold in their hands. If you like to use online versions, I would recommend BibleGateway.com. That is a great place for you to look at multiple translations side by side. I frequently have it up here on my computer, and I'll put maybe four or five translations in columns right next to each other so I can see a word for word, a thought for thought, and a paraphrase translation right next to each other, and that will kind of give me this expansion. If you like mobile apps, my own favorite one to use is one that is called YouVersion. And once again, you can pick the version that is going to work for you. But there's also a place where you can highlight a verse or several verses and click the button that says compare, and then you can see multiple translations. And again, I have it set up to show me a word for word, a thought for thought, and a paraphrase, so I can see that whole thing. Let me tell you again what Jesus said here. Let the reader understand. Read God's word and understand his word. He wants you to understand it. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit to help us. If I can help you, leave me a comment or a question below. I'd be happy to dialogue with you further.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.